ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking an interesting question. This question is about the gates of paradise. You know, the fact and the idea that, you know, paradise has doors or gates is a Quranic concept. It's been mentioned in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "Gardens of Eden, whose gates are flung open for them." Right? So there is, one of the characteristics of heaven. There are gates of heaven, not just one gate. Rather, there is many gates. The question we want to ask today is, what are these gates, these different gates? How many are there? And what is their significance? What are they a reference to? In one hadith, fortunately, we have the answer to this question. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been transmitted and reported to have said, "Paradise has 8 doors, a door through which the prophets and the truthful ones will enter." So paradise has 8 doors. We have, you know, acquired the answer to one of our questions. One of these doors is a door through which the prophets and the truthful ones will enter. An-Nabiyyun was-Siddiqun. A door through which the martyrs and the righteous will enter. The Shuhada was-Salihun. You know, these are groups of believers. These groups have been referenced in the Holy Quran. The Nabiyyin, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin, right? And these people have been mentioned as those who are on the right path, or those who have been blessed by God, who we ask every day in our prayers for Allah to join us with them. And finally, the Imam said, a door through which the rest of the Muslims will enter. That is, those who bear witness to there is no God but Allah. Right? This is an interesting hadith. If this hadith is true, then it means that, there is a place in heaven for those Muslims who are not followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt in particular. Perhaps it's a reference to the fact that, as long as there's no enmity on their part with the Ahlul Bayt, then it's sufficient for, they admire the Ahlul Bayt, but perhaps in particular they're not followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, they can in fact enter paradise. Of course, it might be through the forgiveness of Allah. They might be people who were unaware of, the school of the thought of the Ahlul Bayt, for whatever reason. In any case, this is something that should be tackled and discussed in relevant books of theology and, kalam. We don't want to pass any judgment regarding this subject here. In continuation, the Imam said, and who do not bear an atom's weight of enmity towards us, the Ahlul Bayt. Again, here. So this reinforces what we just said. There is a consensus of opinion amongst our ulama and our great scholars that the people who are enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, they will not smell the fragrance of paradise and will not enter paradise. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what the doors of paradise are and what they signify. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.